Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, on Mind Food Radio, we always get some really interesting interviews, and we've had lots of therapists on, but never one with this title, Michael.
Exactly. Nikki Goldstein is a sexologist, and I guess the work she did in mediation at Relationships Australia for couples going through divorce was a bit of a tipping point for her, and she realised then and there that this was, I guess, the work that she wanted to focus on. Hi, Nikki. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Now, during that time, that must have been, I guess, at times a little soul-destroying.
Well, I would probably say little is an understatement.
Oh, like, really?
You are locked into an office with two people who cannot stand to be in the same room of each other and are, you know, yelling and screaming and also blaming you for a lot of their, you know, problems and why aren't I fixing things. And, you know, after a while, it's a very rewarding job at times, but you lose your faith in humanity and you start to lose your faith in marriage and relationships. So it does take a toll. You know, I mean, I did deal with a lot of cases that, you know, dealt with infidelity and things like that, but I found that, you know, before we even addressed the sex life, there were bigger problems to deal with, and this was the fact that, you know, they could not be in the same room with each other. They couldn't stand the sight of each other. Sex is something always interesting, and it did come up. It was funny. A few cases, you know, you don't know how to deal with it at first when people decide to talk to you about the intimate details of their sex life, but after a while, I think you get used to it, and it just becomes another piece to the puzzle in a relationship. You don't giggle and say, oh, that's really awkward. You know, you've got your finances and you've got your children, and hey, we might also be addressing something sexually as well, and that's okay.
You went on and got a doctorate from the Institute of Advanced Study of Human Sexuality in San Francisco, and in fact, you're the first Australian to ever receive that accolade. What has that done for you in terms of the practice?
I changed courses dramatically. I left private practice and I now focus on education, because I went over there and so much of what was taught to me, you know, it was like a light bulb moment. You sit there and go, why aren't we teaching this to people, to young children, to couples? You know, the reason that these relationships are failing is because no one's given them the information. No one has told them how to effectively communicate, or no one's explained that we don't have to fit into molds and we can make our relationships on our own. So my focus shifted, and I thought, well, instead of sitting in an office and only dealing with one or two people at a time, I'm going to go down the path of education and be able to speak to a wide audience of people and give them those tools so maybe they might be a couple that doesn't end up in therapy.
And tell me, in terms of communication, you know, for those listeners that are listening, what are a couple of tips that they can gain from today?
Active listening, you know, not crossing your arms when you're talking to someone, nodding your head, making sure that they know that you've been heard, clarifying information. You know, people communicate a lot and then you get the misinterpretation. Sometimes you need to turn around to your partner and say, so have I heard correctly, is it this that you are angry about, or is it this particular thing you would like me to do? Picking your moments, you know, don't go and have that awkward conversation before you're going to bed in the bedroom.
Well, it's been a very interesting interview. Nikki Goldstein, sexologist, thank you very much for joining us on the radio show.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm not a sexologist, but for some people today, they're probably sitting there, Michael, going, I don't know whether I can put this into practice. But my suggestion is get a suggestion box.
Well, who knows?
Why we have email. That's my suggestion box. I always say to people, if you have a question, I don't give out my phone number, but I do say to them, if you have a question, you can always email me and I can give you a few little pointers.
Thanks, Nikki. That's wonderful. And of course, for more details, jump on to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.